Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Goose Podcast.
With me, Rory Brosnan.
And me, Mark Hanson.
And me, Moira Brady Averill.
And me, Anne Elizabeth Gill.
Actually, backwards, not including the Elizabeth because that's too hard for me to figure out on the spot, but we did our names backwards today, and mine is Ligina.
My God, that's like a Latin, like, lady's name.
Mm-hmm. Nansorb Eror. Did that on the spot.
Amazing.
I computed that in the
amazing
amount of time that it took Annie to finish the thing. That was a pretty quick turnaround.
It's a very, very quick turnaround, considering
Yadarb Arium.
That's a really good one.
We're going to have to verify that these actually compute, though.
The Averill. Yeah, forget that.
Forget the Averill.
I can't do that shit.
Lariva.
Lariva, yeah. Yadarb.
Yep. Lariam. Lariam. That's an amazing name.
Nanak Delarag Crown.
Mark is a Klingon.
Rory.
Let's all turn to Rory. Yeah.
Yeah. Rory.
Tell us about your weekend.
I went to Amsterdam. When you introduce that topic into conversation, I feel at least, and it's my first time going, I feel that I have to get in the disclaimer that I did no drugs and I had sex with no prostitutes.
Wah, wah.
Did you
go to a museum or two?
Have sex with any drugs?
Nope.
Did you go to
I don't feel
museum?
Like you really did Amsterdam the way you're supposed to do Amsterdam.
Oh, believe me, I did Amsterdam.
Oh! Yeah. Did you go to Anne Frank's house?
No. I know that the Holocaust was terrible.
So you went to
Anne Frank's house?
Nope.
See any nice canals?
Yes.
If you know what I mean.
I didn't go to any museums, as it turned out. Mm-hmm. I went to an improv show. Surprise, surprise. Shock, horror. I went to a day spa.
We talked about spas last week.
I know. I can't repeat it, but I did do that.
Little manicured fingernails.
No, I mean, I didn't get manicures and pedicures. Jeez. There's a sauna and a steam rooms and stuff where...
You were beaten about the face with some thorns.
Yes, it was a Catholic. It was a Catholic Easter-themed...
Forced
day spa.
Poppers shoved into your eyes.
Yeah. I had a lot of fritas. Those are chips, but they're much nicer than the chips we get here.
Yeah, skinny.
They're called fritas.
They're skinny, but they're not McDonald's. But they are skinny.
Yeah.
But they're just really nice.
Did you get lots of nice condiments to put on them?
Yeah. Yeah. Did.
Cocktail sauce.
Cocktail sauce?
No, I got special. Mm-hmm. Which is like, I've been perfecting my Dutch S's. Yes.
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 That's fairly easy. Yes.
Sorry.
Amsterdam. But I had special, which is mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
I think barbecue sauce. Something that was like barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce. And raw onion.
Raj onion.
Wow. That sounds tasty, actually. I'm so hungry now, though, that anything sounds tasty to me.
What are you going
to
do about dinner? Annie.
Question of the week. What are you going to do about dinner?
I think we can ask all of us what we're going to do about dinner. Personally, I think I might make a Mexican chicken three bean salad.
Mm-hmm. Is this the equivalent of taking photographs of your food and posting it on Twitter, though?
Yep.
This is the podcast version of that. Absolutely.
Just going to describe.
Everyone's just like,
Annie has pulled off a coup, podcast coup.
Yep. I have managed to make the podcast all about food.
She played the long game.
I did.
It took 8 weeks
it took
or so.
Longer, 10, I think.
Oh, well, yeah. About, so,
and a
know.
Few without me here, but I was subconsciously getting in there.
And now it's all about food. I had the most delicious parsley in Amsterdam. Oh, my God. Parsley. That's what came to mind. That was in my improv brain.
Wow.
Parsley.
Parsley.
I almost had parsnips.
Parsley would have made more sense because parsley is... Well, it's a garnish.
It's a garnish.
Yeah, it's a garnish.
And it's an amazing garnish.
Could have had them on my frites.
Mm-hmm. My frites.
Canton, what are you going to have for dinner?
I am going to have
a piece of food.
Lovely. One, maybe two pieces of food, actually.
With any condiment on that?
Any condoms?
Condiment. Neither a condom nor a mint. Discuss.
Garnishings.
That's
cornichons.
Saucisson. You've no pop shield over there.
I know. It's too inviting. The naked mic.
Maury, what's been going on? What you been doing? What you been at?
That's right. What have I been up to? I missed you guys last week. I had a flu.
Did you dress up at all?
For the Halloween? Mm. Oh, I saw Bono on Halloween. I forgot to tell you that.
The actual one or somebody dressed as Bono?
No. It was the Bono.
Bono?
Really? He was outside the Stag's. Well, he walked outside
the
Stag's.
He's always outside the fucking Stag's Head. Excuse my language.
I think he was doing something that they had that web summit thing or whatever. It was just those guys. It was basically, I was outside. I'd left work and we'd all kind of worn like little masks and we're all at the Stag's Head. And I was outside talking to my coworker and John Rasha walked out and she was just like, "Gah!" And I'm like, really? Okay, John Rasha, cool, whatever.
I don't even know who John Rasha is.
He's a designer. He's a famous fashion designer who's...
Oh, Bijan, okay.
Yes.
I was thinking rock and roll. I was like, I don't know.
But anyway, yeah, so I was talking to her and she's like, and he was kind of just like, yeah, me, whatever.
Then, yeah, me.
Then that, he didn't, yeah, but he just had that look of like, yeah, me on his face. Because he's probably a great guy. He's got great kids, apparently. And anyway.
I met one of his kids once.
Yeah, his son.
Was he great?
Yeah, his son, but he was like 10 or something. Yeah,
was he a great 10-year-old kid?
Canton, you got to stop hanging out with 10-year-olds. Yeah. I told you, you cannot hang out with 10-year-olds anymore.
He was 10.
You gotta grow up.
You were probably 25 or something when that happened.
Yeah.
So anyway, they're just gonna leave that alone. But so,
listen, it's long behind me. The time that I met John Rush's son.
A leopard can change its spots.
Yeah. Come on, let's get over it.
Yeah.
I said hello to him. He said, "Hey, I'm John Rush's son." And I said, "Sure." And then his friend said, "No, really, he is John Rush's son." And I said, "Sure. Well, you look like John Rush, so I believe it." And that was the end of our conversation.
Where were you?
Was that a genuine conversation?
Yeah, on a playground. I was on a seesaw and I wouldn't get off. And he said, "I'm John Rush's son.
25-year-old
Give
Mark.
Me the fucking seesaw." And I said, "I don't care if you are John Rush's son. Get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here."
Okay, Moira, now flashback to the other night.
So then, all these like guys came outside who are obviously. I knew that.
I met guys once.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
did
I have
you?
A story.
Oh, yeah, you bet you do. I bet you do. I'll put your little story in a basket.
At least I'll just guys was 15 when you met him.
Sorry.
So just let me get through this. Do you mind?
Let's just get through this life.
Let's get through this life. That's what this podcast is called. Let's get through this life. Let's get through this Irish American life.
I'm not going to let you finish this story. So continue.
I'm going to let you finish this story. How about that?
So Moira was standing outside the Stag's Head.
And then what happened?
And then John Rasha came out and he was like, "Yeah, me, whatever." And then these guys came out and they were all like, "Yeah, John Rasha, whatever." And then
they weren't like John Rasha, whatever. They were like, "Check me out. I own a computer company. Can you tell my outfit? I think it's pretty obvious. I belong in Silicon Valley, but I'm in Ireland at the moment hanging out with Irish celebrities such as Bono with my American money." And so those guys came out with, you know, their sort of sporty clothes and confidence and nerdy sort
Bastards.
Of glasses. And then Bono came out and he walked by. That was all that happened. He did sort of look at me, but that's basically the...
It's a good story, though.
No, it was good.
I feel like a fight is going to break out in about 12 minutes.
Have I never sat beside you before and now?
Moira and Mark and Moira.
In the morning.
Moira in the sex chair, Mark right beside her.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Look out, world. Look out, world. It's about to turn pretty upsetting.
Pretty ugly. Pretty ugly.
So yeah, I had a horrible story to tell, but Halloween was great, and that was what happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens.
That's good.
Ask Bono for tricks or treats, or did he ask you? Did anybody outside the Stag's Head ask for tricks or treats?
No, I bought a whole load of chocolate bars, little chocolate bars.
For John Rush's son.
For John Rush's son. I'm paying him back, really. Over time.
Court mandated. Like,
he just comes around and I'm like, you're an adult now. Can you not buy your own chocolate bars? And he gave me the fucking
court
chocolate
mandated.
Bars.
Court mandated.
John Rush's son, and this is court mandated. Court mandated.
Wait, did you just say chocolate bars' son instead of John Rush's son?
Yeah. Did I? This is court mandated. Amazing. By court facto, so give me back then.
Did you have any trick-or-treaters, though, come by?
Not one. And I actually wasn't there. But so I just bought them for safety and then just ate them all.
When you were getting home from work? Because you're Irish teenagers? You're like, here, take it, take everything!
No, I know. You were yes-anding it because I was home reading my stupid script that I had to do that night that the trick-or-treaters were coming around.
Did you get any?
We got two.
Two.
Yeah. But I bought candy for about 50.
So dated. Did the second... Well, you don't know who's coming after them.
No, well, we let them both take a lot because I figured it was sort of late in the evening as well. Right. Like, I think most of the kids come around 6 or something, and this was, like, around 7:45, so I was like...
Just take it. Knock yourself out there, kid, and they're like,
have
yes,
as much
score.
As you want. Yeah.
You realize
then I'm surprised we didn't get a flood. There used to be a thing in L.A. when I was growing up where some people really hated Halloween, and it's huge in L.A. because the weather's nice and kids can walk around and neighborhoods are pretty safe.
It's basically the land of, like, the E.T. set, so it's meant for Halloween.
Yeah, people do incredible things, but some people really don't like it, and what they would do would put a big bowl of candy on their front porch and just say, please take one. Fuck yourself. You're not going to take just one. It's going to be like...
That's asking, really, to start a kiddie riot.
Oh, big time.
It really
big
is.
Time.
It's just
that. Which is probably what they wanted. I think they probably wanted to create a Lord of the Flies situation.
They probably had a camera recording it in hopes they could, like, sell it on the internet.
And then we
or
have.
Or get advertising revenue off of YouTube.
We didn't have the internet when we were kids, so none of us did.
Right. But to people who do it now, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'd watch fights.
I had
fights.
My own private internet.
What, you name your cats is your own business?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice one.
Zing.
Zing-a-ring-a-ding.
Again, Moira's doing hand signals to indicate something.
What was that? Annie, tell our listeners what I was indicating with my hand signals.
She was shocking Mark so that he has to go to sleep.
Really? Is that what it was?
Sure.
Sure. I felt like it was Hey Presto.
It was a combination of the two. It's like, hey, presto, wah! Sleep.
So how about you guys? Do you have any questions this week or things that have happened that you need to talk about today?
Well done. I felt like that was really, like, I don't know if I've heard you
ever
do any
driving
stuff.
Of the podcast. Yeah.
It just felt so strange to hear that.
Well done, Moira.
Yeah, well done.
Since you asked so nicely, I guess my food question of the week... is what is
peanut butter?
Okay,
I mean, what is peanut butter?
That's a good question. I'm going to go with that, and I'm going to say, what is your favorite spread for your toast?
Presently, without a shadow of a doubt, this is very definitive. Relish.
You like relish?
Whoa. Yeah,
tea and toast and relish.
Well, I don't eat. Much toast, but on like I bought relish recently. I've been putting it on my chicken burgers.
Yeah.
On the odd occasion where I do have toast, or if I toast some bread as a bun, relish.
Yeah. Ballymaloe.
Yes. Classic. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the jalapeno one's good too.
Mm. I love jalapenos.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it yet, but good. One of the things I miss most
it's not
from
even
LA.
The, it's just
one of the little things I miss most from LA is the multitude of jalapeno and jalapeno flavored things.
We have some jalapeno flavored tequila at my house.
Somebody would invite me over, I might drink some.
And pour it onto his toast.
Yeah. With my relish.
Canton, what do you like on your toast?
Well, I'll often...
I'm going to guess butter.
Of course butter. It's not really worthwhile without it.
Do you use a spreadable butter or do you use Kerrygold hard?
a Kerrygold heart for the man
in your
life. I go
hard with the Kerrygold.
Farmer in your life.
Just a slab of butter.
Just a slab of hard
stick
butter.
It down, you take a chisel
just
out.
There,
and you
just get it in.
Get that Kerrygold on. Well, there'll be a variety of things, but something that's interesting that I do...
Moira's had enough. She actually doesn't. You're not answering the question. Move on, Moira. What do you
Here's a trick for you. Put the peanut butter on first.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put the butter over it.
No.
Yeah. Then the butter melts into the peanut butter. It's a peanut butter melty.
Oh my God, you have a name for it.
Well, it's not a very inventive name. Seriously, give it a go. Melty. It's a lot of fun.
My mom
used
to do that.
Wait. Peanut butter and butter? That's like butter and mayonnaise. What is wrong with you people?
That's like peanut butter and mayonnaise.
Like you would use peanut butter instead of butter?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't use both on the bread.
Unless you're having a peanut butter melty.
My mom died of from diabetes and heart disease, Mark.
Maybe you're going down the same road, Mark.
Well, I only have it every meal.
Diabetic road.
You know, it's 6 meals a day.
Mike, would you stop eating your peanut butter and butter sandwich as we're on there?
It's a peanut butter melty.
Oh, peanut butter melty, sorry.
Jesus.
I'm new to the terminology.
Right. I like the idea of you eating like a loaf of bread each meal.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to get through it. Somebody's got to eat this.
It's got to be fresh.
Goes off every 4 hours, isn't that? That's what the guy in the bakery tells me.
No, your melty alarm goes off every 4 hours.
Melty. I'm very curious to try it, though, because I'm a big butter fan, so... And I like my peanut butter. Would it work the same with almond butter? Because I think that's all I have at home.
Oh, that's a nice thing.
Fuck knows.
You got to get the peanut butter from the hop sack.
Yeah.
It's just
if they
beautiful.
Ever have it again.
Sounds
they
disgusting.
Will.
Disgusting.
What's a hop sack?
The hell are you talking about? You got to get a peanut butter from my hop sack, lady.
My hop sack. Come on, my hop sack. I'll give you my peanut butter. Moira, what do you like to put on your toast?
Or is that your nickname for somebody?
Yeah.
Hey. Hopsack. Hopsack. Jones of toast.
Go on, Moira. What do you put on your toast?
I don't really eat very much toast, but I eat a lot of like things like rice cakes, and mm-hmm. I like hummus so much, so much. I make my own, and then I also sometimes buy it. But I love hummus, and I have since I was probably 11 or 12. It's one of my favorite.
That was a very
things.
Early introduction to hummus. I don't think hummus came into my life until. I was well into my teens.
Well, I think it's because we used to get falafel wraps from this really great place, Providence. Mm. I'm trying to think. It was called Pickpockets.
Is that on the hill?
No, it's over on the east side.
Oh.
Like sort of
I had
by
an
Brown.
Amazing place on... Not by Brown, anyway.
But yeah, this place is amazing. It was amazing and is amazing. And they have...
What was the exact address? Can we just...
if Pickpockets.
What was the phone number?
Pickpockets on Thayer Street. There was also a branch in
Warwick.
Warwick,
Rhode Island?
Wickford.
All right.
Wickford.
Wickford. Not Warwick.
Wickford.
Yeah.
Wickford.
Cool.
Wickford. Okay, so yeah, anyway, that's I love hummus so much, and I really, really think
it's a good
great.
Answer.
It's a great food.
It is a great food.
Honey, what's on your toast?
Butter and Marmite.
You're a Marmite fan?
Is Marmite or marmalade?
You got like the whole Marmite. You got the British thing going on?
I don't know. I don't know when it started.
It's
I think
genetic.
Probably when I was living in England, but
Vegemite, Marmite.
No, Marmite's way better because Marmite melts into the toast, and probably very similar to the peanut butter melty.
Could you describe how
it's salty?
But is it, like, sort of yeasty?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of, like rich, salty. It's umami. It's a real umami taste.
So it's like miso or...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's,
yeah,
that's...
it's delicious on sourdough toast. Love it. But if I was going to go to the sweet...
Would you add cheese to that?
Oh, yeah. Good hard cheddar cheese sometimes.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's,
amazing.
Yeah.
But if I'm going...
And peanut butter?
Often what I'll do is I'll have... Yeah. Often what I'll do...
Was you smoking a peanut butter cigarette?
Often what I'll do is have... One.
I like to order a peanut butter martini at the bar.
Oh, cigarette. Peanut butter cigarette. That just hit me, the visual. I don't like it. Often what I'll do is I'll have one piece of toast with butter and Marmite and one piece of toast with butter and this incredible jam from the farmer's market in Temple Bar, blueberry raspberry jam.
From Jenny?
The woman who does her own yogurts and the greens.
That's Jenny.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
So that's my sweet and my savory.
That's really good.
Rory puts relish. Mark puts peanut butter melty. hummus. Look, it's not going to be a delicious sandwich when we put them all together, but fuck it, let's try it.
Do it.
I wonder where Kelly's is.
It's not.
Probably a booger curry sauce.
Okay, so...
No, it's some kind of shmia.
Oh, yeah.
She wants a bit of a shmia.
Oh, dear.
Purified gefilte fish.
We're being so racist.
No, we're not.
Let's move on.
She loves gefilte. Can you imagine how funny this podcast would sound if we had peanut butter Malteese right now? So gross.
Who forgot to bring them in? yeah, hello.
We need a toaster.
Gareth, run to the shops. Gareth, if you're listening to this, run to the shops. Gareth.
We want a nice hard Kerrygold and some good peanut butter.
That's not going to work. Rory?
I'm afraid I was trying to come up with a question. And of course, there are any number of questions, but an interesting one for a podcast I have so far drawn blank.
Mm-hmm.
So I will reserve my opportunity to introduce a question into the proceedings tonight until later.
Okay.
Okay, my question was that I came up with 10 minutes ago. What's your favorite ad of all time?
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a good one.
Oh, remember the Bud? The Bud ads with that dog?
Bud. Oh, no,
the Bud
not
with the
frogs.
Horses? The Clydesdales and the...
No. When we were little kids, there was like the Budweiser ads with the bulldog. It was like an English or a French bulldog, the one with the flat face.
Yeah, they both have flat faces. One of them has ears sticking up, one of them has ears sticking down.
Okay, the one with up ears, mm-hmm. usually white.
French bulldog, yeah.
Yeah, okay, and then he would
Did
wear
spots on it?
He would wear sunglasses and a leather jacket, so I couldn't really see the spots if they were there.
And then Taco Bell had the little chihuahua after that in
Still
response.
Does.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
No, that was years after. We're talking 1980s.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Ads. What did the dog do? What did it do in the ad? What did it do?
It was around beautiful babes all the time. I just remember being fascinated by that dog because its face looked so crazy.
So would the dog have anything to do with the beer? I mean, it would just be a dog beside beautiful babes and then it would just cut to Budweiser.
Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
More or less. More or less.
Or there are a few Guinness ads that I really... The Guinness ad with the horses coming out of the sea.
Did you like that one?
Yeah. I just always thought that was so amazing. Guinness.
Yeah, Guinness had some good ones.
But Rory, what was your favorite ad?
I don't know. I do remember, I vaguely remember a British Airways ad that had some beautiful classical music. Very uplifting. I just loved... Mm. This is back in the 90s, I think. I just really loved the music, which is the effect that they wanted.
I think it had Danube or something like that on...
No, I don't think it was that.
Oh. There was an airline ad with Blue
And also, I think there may have been... It may have been a fake ad, but Peter Kay... was in, I don't know if it was...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it was on his TV show and it was just a bit he did.
No, I think that was a real
ad. Or if it was a genuine ad, it was for Tenants or it was for some lager.
Yeah.
And there's a group of lads like playing keepy-uppy in soccer, mm-hmm. like real, real skillful guys, and then the ball comes to Peter Kay and he's obviously shit and he just kicks it as far away as he can.
Mm-hmm.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
Canton, your favourite ad?
Carry on down to Bargain Town, where the prices are only famous. It's a radio ad. The drums are really good on that. He's enjoying that.
I thought we were going to get a whole spiel. The other thing I did this week is I saw Billy Joel in concert.
What?
Or as you Irish like to say, Billy Joel. Which
idiots. Why do you guys call him
like,
Joel?
He's American and he says his name is Billy Joel. Like Billy Joel.
Okay, I have an Irish friend in Los Angeles and his name is Donal, right?
Right.
And so many people...
Donal.
This is not just people who've just met him. This is people who know him a while.
Donnie.
Gareth
Donald.
Introduces himself as Gareth Averill and people are like, Gareth Averill, I want you to meet, like, as soon as, you know. So it's just, people are completely
crazy.
Wait,
he's called what?
Averill?
Gareth. Fuck.
Anyway, regardless of what... his name is Billy. Was
I call him Billy?
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Yeah, Billy Jules.
Billy Jules. I would never have probably gone out to get a ticket to Billy Joel myself, and I don't know that I would even overly excited to go and see him. But his concert was 2 hours long, and it was amazing. And P.S., in case you didn't know, Billy Joel has played, is basically the soundtrack to the 80s.
To the 80s.
Oh, I love Billy Joel.
So many songs that I completely forgot were his.
Where did you see him? The Point? The O2?
Yeah,
it's like Billy Joel and Hall & Oates. And it was amazing. That's it. That's all there ever was.
I was at a costume party. That isn't that good a story. But on Friday night, and this girl had turned up. She was John Rush's daughter.
She was 12.
I was on the seesaw. She had turned up in a mustache and wig and a leather jacket. And she had just put these things on and decided to come to the party, and people would decide what she was. And a lot of people were saying...
Queen.
A lot of people were... Well, maybe Freddie Mercury. People were saying Phil Lynott. Yeah. Anyway, I said, oh my God, no, you're John Oates. And she was like, what does that mean? Hall & Oates. You're John Oates from Hall & Oates. And I showed her a photo. She was like, and she's the same age as me. I showed her a photo and she's like, I don't know.
In fairness, suppose you didn't really, you weren't like asking her out after that.
Yeah, I scored her.
You didn't ask her out, you just scored her.
I was like, I have never had the opportunity to kiss John Oates before.
This is it.
I've already kissed Daryl Hall, so just don't want to complete the set. No, I didn't really score. Just in case anybody at the party is like, "Wait, did he actually? What?
What?
No."
Billy Joel, and then I couldn't. He played for his final song of the whole set. He played Piano Man on his own on stage, which was pretty fantastic, and the whole place was singing. He's a funny-looking little man, but he seemed to really be enjoying himself. And then he went off, and I was like, oh, I kind of wish he wasn't going to do an encore, because that's just sort of a great way to end. It's the song that everybody was sort of waiting for, and he did it really well, and he seemed to be having a great time. And he comes back on with a guitar, and I was like, what the fuck? And all of a sudden, the whole back screen goes into flames, and Connor goes, oh my God, I totally forgot. This is his best song. This is amazing. And I didn't. And then all of a sudden the beat starts going. And
we
what song?
Start
yeah.
The fire.
That's, I mean, it was amazing.
Oh, I thought he was going to come on and sing us a song. You're the guitar man. Just do the same song again.
How cool would it have been?
I totally forgot he sang We Didn't Start the Fire.
Had he wrecked the piano the way the Who would wreck their guitars? It'd be like, the piano man, and he just like thrashes it, just like, guts it.
Yeah, it'd be crazy.
Yeah, it'd be
he
great.
Travels with his piano because he went backstage to meet his production manager afterwards. And
you did?
Yeah, because cool. she got us the tickets and cool. She's a friend of the friend we were with. And they travel with the piano everywhere
makes
they
sense.
Go.
It's his piano, but that makes sense, I think. He's got the money. He might as well have exactly what he needs to,
all
you
the
know,
time.
To play his music.
You'd want to be his piano tuner on hand.
Hey, excuse me.
We weren't expecting anybody. I thought we weren't doing this.
Yes, let's move on. So change the subject.
Anyway, hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Are you lost?
I'm here. I'm looking for Gareth Averill.
Do you mean Gareth Averill?
Gareth Averill. Are you lost?
Excuse me. Who's your father?
My father?
Yeah.
Why?
Is it?
I'm just wondering.
Karl Lagerfeld or?
Yeah.
Well, Nicholas Gasquet or?
Can you tell by the way
Michael
I look?
Michael Kors.
That Karl Lagerfeld is actually my father.
You do look a lot like Karl Lagerfeld
and
with
the
sunglasses
glove.
And the glove. And he's smoking a very slender cigarette.
And
it's like you've picked up all his mannerisms.
Yeah.
As well as his genes.
It's crazy. I hate fat women.
Oh.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, it's probably genetic.
They are. Oh, I won't go there.
Rory's not, you're not allowed to say anything.
Go ahead, Rory. It's fine.
I was going to say.
She just said his name there. I mean,
okay.
I don't have to put two and two together.
Okay. But
why were you looking?
Rory, sorry, what did you have
to say? The joke was going to be, they're all odious
it's not a joke.
People. But
it's not a joke.
Not a joke. That's how I truly feel about them.
It's
not a joke.
Sorry,
why were you looking for Gary?
Yeah.
What's your name? Sorry?
Tarn.
Tarn Lagerfeld?
Tarn Lagerfeld, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and why were you looking for Gareth?
That's between he and I.
Okay.
He is the most fashionable.
He's engineering the show at the moment.
In the
so
city of Dublin. I wish you wouldn't talk over me while I was talking about where I was going.
He's actually in the next room. You came into the wrong room.
Who are you?
I'm Rory, you know who I am.
Oh, yes, but I mean, who are you to be wearing that sweatshirt?
Sorry that it's not a Karl Lagerfeld. Is that what you're getting at?
Would you like one?
Yeah.
Did you bring clothes?
Did you bring clothes for us?
Of course I did. Here, I have a suitcase full of clothes.
Oh my God, look at that.
These are just tatters.
Is this supposed to look like that? I can see all of Canton's body and he's wearing a dress.
Yeah.
He dresses quickly.
He does.
It's a fast to get it on, but that's because there's not a lot of it, to be quite honest with you.
How did you get your clothes off so quickly?
They're quick release, as we know.
He wears only Velcro-sided clothes.
Quick release.
In case I meet any of the Rasha family.
Our John Oates.
I know them. Actually, I'm meeting them tonight.
Oh, really? What are you going to do with the Rasha family?
Champagne. We're going to do champagne.
Yeah. On toast?
That's what these fashion types do.
Champagne on toast.
It's been a pleasure.
Do you have a message for Gareth? Do you want us to relay something to him?
Yeah.
You just said he was next door. I could go tell him next.
No, you can't. No, he's very busy. He's engineering this show right now.
Yeah, this is a busy time for him.
Tell him I like his new haircut.
Uh-huh.
He should wear more gray.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tara.
Thanks for the message.
We'll pass it on.
Enjoy the champagne. Making him look like a witch. A male witch.
A male witch. Okay.
A warlock. Very dainty little steps. It's almost like a little puppet walking out.
It was like a little marionette.
Hey guys, I'm back from the bathroom. What was that all about?
Taryn Lagerfeld was here.
Again?
Yeah.
Looking for your husband.
She needs to stay away from him.
Yeah, yeah. She wants a piece of Gareth. She wants all of Gareth.
I
didn't even realize that Taryn was
She wants all woman. Of Gareth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gareth, that's it. I'm out of here.
Wait, no more. Stay, because we've got the guest coming up on the show.
Oh.
We've got our guest for the week.
We have another guest.
Oh, here he is now. He sings as he comes into the room.
Hola, ¿qué pasó?
No mucho. My name is Sven.
Oh, sorry, Sven. I am Spanish.
Sorry. I am Spanish.
Oh.
Of Swedish parentage.
Oh, Swedish parentage.
I'm here on a couch surfing trip, and I am blogging about my experiences in Dublin, great city
of Ireland. And you've obviously had a few already.
Maybe I did.
Yeah.
Maybe I went to Stag's Head.
Enjoying your time in the Stag's Head.
Perhaps.
Oh.
Quizás.
Yeah.
So you're here for the Web Summit?
I missed it. I was.
Oh.
I was trying to make it coincide, but I dallied too long in Rouen, which is in France.
Yeah.
I cannot say what I did there.
Don't ask me,
and I see her crazy woman with a look in her eye. Don't ask me.
Anyway,
I'm here in Dublin, blogging about my couchsurfing.
And
I am staying with one of you tonight.
And how long have you been in Dublin?
Well,
definitely staying with Canton.
Canton.
6 hours.
That's kind of awkward.
One of you, I'm staying with one of you.
Yeah,
Canton's the only single one, so Moira and I don't have room.
Yeah, so they're
women.
And
Canton needs somebody to keep him warm at night. For sure.
Me da igual. I don't care. But I am the same with one of you.
I don't know. I mean, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
It is a pleasure to have you on the show.
And we're glad that you're going to be blogging about
it. When I accept the invitation, I assume the invitation means I sleep in-house with one of yours.
Why don't you sleep here tonight?
Yeah. Okay. Don't you like the velvet mist?
Yeah, I hear it's called the velvet mist. I like the sound of that.
You can sleep on the sex chair.
It's the velvet fog, for the love of God.
Can I sleep on sex chair in the velvet fog or mist?
Yes.
Depending on...
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's fine.
All right,
you're
going
to have a great night.
I mean...
Can I...
And then you'll review us for that?
Yes.
Oh, good, because we need to get this podcast out there.
And I will be throwing a house party tonight.
See, Canton, you're going to have a great...
Whoa.
In here.
You're not house partying here.
You're not getting the Lagerfelds and the Rushes down here, are you?
Oh, maybe.
You ran into somebody?
Oh,
Taryn Lagerfeld. That makes sense now.
She showed up here.
Okay, I see what it is.
Champagne on toast all around.
It sounds great.
No.
Listen, I mean, Gareth is going through something at the moment with his witchcraft, and I don't think that he's going to appreciate
It was fine until I bring up house party. I will not have house party. I will...
Okay, well, we don't trust you.
I will retract all the invitations.
It's been tricky.
I will take down the post on Yelp, Facebook, Twitter, CNN.com.
That would be great.
Lemonde.fr and various...
websites.
Well, you put a post about having a house party here on all those websites.
I also took out the money I saved. I took out an ad on Today FM.
Today FM. That's a really popular station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of partiers listen to that station.
How did you know you were going to be here, though?
Tarn Lagerfeld.
Oh, Tarn.
Tarn Lagerfeld. It's going to be haunting us now. Oh.
In fact, I am on salary by Tarn Lagerfeld.
To blog about...
That's how you're being financed?
I'm going to be honest with you. I am a good man. I'm not... How you say in English? Comfortable?
Comfortable? Yep, that's exactly how That is exactly how you say
Mexican,
it.
You're Mexican, Swede, and you're...
No, Spanish. Swede.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, so that's perfectly acceptable.
But I'm
Is that what you were up to in Rouen?
That was a lie. I was not in Rouen.
Oh.
Look. Are you a spy?
No. Coffee well, yes, drug. For Carla, for Tarn Lagerfeld.
Oh.
She wants Garrett. Is it Avril or Avril?
Avril.
Avril. She wants Garrett Avril.
All right, that's
to good do enough. What?
No.
I don't know. I don't.
She just wants him.
I Garrett. Have to go. Goodbye. Goodbye. Oh, I must leave.
Garrett.
We ran out of here fast.
Yeah, God.
Oh, my God.
No, I got to get out of here. You guys, I'll talk to you next week, okay? Well, we have rehearsal. I'll see you then. Okay. Gareth, I'm so upset.
Oh,
that's
awkward. God, yeah.
Wow. Marvel disarray right here in front of our eyes on the Goose podcast.
Well, I mean, we'll see you next week if we are.
We may not even be allowed in here.
We may.
I've heard of somebody striking a blow to somebody's head.
Someone's getting beaten up in the other room.
With a blunt object.
Oh, with its sofa, actually.
So if the listeners are even going to get to listen to this one, that's the question.
Yeah. Well, evidence may be destroyed. Even if there's a dead body out there, we'll probably just... I'll get the files off the computer
you
anyway.
You mean a
that's
lot
fine.
To us listeners.
Moira might destroy the computer right now.
And they laughed.
We've got a show next Tuesday, folks.
Yeah, Tuesday night.
Let's get serious for a second. We are performing
let's
improv.
Get serious.
If you want to come and see us.
Serious.
In person.
Yeah.
We've been working out hard to get our bodies all toned up and in shape.
Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. The Teachers Club on Parnell Square in Dublin, which is in Ireland, which
Parnell
is in
Square
Europe.
West, even, just to be more
which
specific.
Which is in the Northern Hemisphere.
And it's part of the Irish Improv Festival.
Yep.
There are other improv shows.
You can buy tickets on entertainment.ie if you search for Goose and Improv Fest or something like that shit.
You can also probably pay at the door, I would imagine.
Shut up. It's going to be sold out. It's
Sorry.
Buy your tickets
really
now.
Big show.
No.
Moira's record just taking a bit longer.
So please come to the show. We will each shake your hand or hug you or kiss you on the cheek.
If you make yourself known to
us. If you make yourself known to us.
As being a listener of the podcast and only knowing of us.
You deserve at least one of those bodily touches.
Things. I will not do these
things. Canton will absolutely do these
things. Blood!
Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The Goose. The goose. Look out now, goose is on the prowl, coming at you strong.